Die klanke van Abel Knobbel hier op Lekker FM 98.3 met Die Wildernis. Jason, Mr. Corporate Head Office, welcome to Lekker FM.
Hello there, baie dankie and thank you for having me.
Say your surname on air because I want everyone to hear this. It's the most English surname I've heard in a long time.
Well, that's why we're talking English, I
of
think.
Of course.
It's Ravenscroft is the name.
I love that. We are here at First Battery Center in Montana today. You are from head office and we were just chatting off air. You know, even though you guys are a national company, it's so important to support local stores as well. So why must people come and support First Battery Center here in Montana?
You know, you're so right. It's we really enjoy having entrepreneurs join our franchise, servicing their communities with quality products under the First Battery Center name. I think it's important for everybody to come through and have a look and support their local community members to just keep it in the family.
I absolutely agree. How many stores do you guys have nationwide?
So, it's exciting. We have more than 140 stores. I say more than because we are growing every single week.
Absolutely wonderful. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you guys started in the 1960s?
Correct. Our first ever battery center, as it was known then, opened in Bloemfontein in 1969.
That is insane. It was the summer of 69. Yeah, Brian Adams, hey?
Absolutely.
How quick was that? How quick was that? No, me neither. No, it was not even a gedachte. Okay, so we spoke off air as well about you guys don't just do motor batteries. Tell us more about your business and what kind of batteries you guys service.
So as First Battery, I mean, we've been around even longer as the franchisor and manufacturer. In fact, 1931
wow.
is when we started First National Battery, as it was known then. And we've morphed over the years. But as we stand today, we do any battery, really. We have automotive applications, commercial applications, including truck, bus, etc. But more than that, also forklift batteries, solar batteries.
That's an important one.
Absolutely. We do work for the railways, railway batteries, Transnet. Anything that takes a battery, we can generally assist with.
And what do I do with my old batteries? Can I just throw them in the trash?
So the nice thing about a lead acid battery as such, we're talking about the older technology rather than the exciting lithium that's on everybody's lips. If we go back to lead acid, a lead acid battery is actually the most recyclable product in the world. We're able to recycle 96% of that battery to be reused in the manufacture of new batteries. So if you have any old batteries at home, feel free to come through to First Battery Center. They'll take that off your hands and make sure that we receive it back at head office at First Battery, where it will be pushed through our smelter to be returned into a new battery with new life.
Absolutely fantastic. So you guys are very eco-aware and, of course, taking care of the environment, which I think is a very responsible thing to do. Before I let you go, what makes First Battery Center just a top-class product and store that makes it stand out above the rest?
So we pride ourselves in making sure that we give you the right advice and, more importantly, the right product for your vehicle. As First Battery, we manufacture the majority of first-fit vehicles for OEM manufacturers, that being original equipment. So all of your vehicles that are manufactured in South Africa most likely come with one of the First Battery products in their vehicles as first-fit. This is the very same battery that you can buy at your First Battery center closest to you.
Absolutely fantastic. Jason, thank you so much for spending time with us. Thank you for inviting us to be part of this grand opening of First Battery Center in Montana. En jy daar by die huis, kom maak 'n draai. Hulle is oop tot 1 uur en hulle staf wag vir jou.